Mainly fine with highs of 30 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes, highs of 28 degrees in the Var with a moderate breeze. This evening going down to 18 degrees in Saint-Tropez and 24 degrees in the Outremer with clear skies. And the outlook for Wednesday and Thursday, sunny intervals and highs of 29 degrees. And the sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:37 and will set at 8:30. In Milan today, 32 degrees and sunny. Bordeaux, 22 degrees with sunny intervals. Parma, 29 degrees and light winds. And Berlin, 18 degrees with light rain. How are you? You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. And the top news story locally this morning is that a forest fire has destroyed more than 1,000 hectares in Gonfaron in the Var, spreading between the Massif des Morts and the Esterel. 600 firefighters are mobilised. In the early hours of this morning, it was reported that the fire was continuing in the direction of Grimaud as residents of Le Luc were evacuated. More on that story coming up at 7:30. And in sport, in European football, the president of Barcelona's football club has revealed that the Spanish club is €1.35 billion in debt, describing the situation as very worrying. Coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news, and I'll be telling you about the remote island school that needs a new head teacher to oversee just three pupils. The most expensive 1990s car ever has gone under the hammer, and the mystery as a strange UFO flashing light beams out of the River Thames, leaving residents in Canary Wharf a little baffled last night. But starting this hour with Whitney Houston and her 1987 hit, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Minutes past 7 o'clock, and it's time for this morning's entertainment news. A Eurovision 2021 contestant, James Newman, has won a high court case against an ex-Voice UK contestant who claimed he had previously copied one of her songs. Before representing the UK at the song contest, where he came last, Newman co-wrote Rudimental's 2013 number one hit, Waiting All Night. It won Best British Single at the Brit Awards the following year. Kelly Marie Smith claimed the track was copied from a song that she wrote back in 2006, but a judge has dismissed her claim. And oh, Noel! Yes, Noel Gallagher admits he is struggling to perform live because he forgets the lyrics to his most famous songs. Noel Gallagher says he forgets lyrics to his hits on stage and then sometimes makes them up. The ex-Oasis star admits he's even struggled with the 26-year-old classic Don't Look Back in Anger. He said, brain freeze, I get it. I get them when I'm doing gigs to 70,000 people. I know how he feels. Noel is, not the gigs, the brain freeze. Noel is working on an album of covers of little-known tracks which influenced his songwriting. That's this morning's entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow morning on the Full English Breakfast. If it's your birthday today, then you share it with actors Robert De Niro and Sean Penn, were both born on this day, and footballer Thierry Henry as well. And also, a YouTube star who's only 5 years old, a Lincoln Holan. Oh, I don't know about him, but I'll look into it. We're going back to the 1996 hit from Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger. All the news, sport and weather is coming up.
A five-star eco-resort, Château de Berne promises a delicious country break in the heart of beautiful scenery. Our restaurants, the Michelin-starred Le Jardin de Berne and Le Bistro, draw their inspiration from our vegetable gardens and local natural treasures. Guests holidaying at Château de Berne also enjoy 100 kilometers of hiking trails in the vines, with a massage at our Saint-Mont Spa to wind up their day. Information and bookings online or on 330-494-604-881.
CMB Monaco is a leading private bank based in Monaco with unrivaled financial stability. CMB Monaco promotes an evolved private banking culture that matches the expectations of global elites, with a mission to be the benchmark bank for Monaco residents, a wealth management boutique for international clients, and an investment and corporate banking opportunity maker. CMB Monaco offers a redesigned investment and wealth management experience. Learn more on cmb.mc.
Dotter Immobilier is a major real estate agency in rentals management and sales in Monaco. Dotter has the experience and knowledge to give you the best advice and the personalized tailor-made service that you deserve. Dotter will handle the private management of your property and will answer your needs and expectations. Visit dotter.mc.
Imagine a dedicated and passionate team offering the complete solution to all your wine and spirit needs on board or at your villa, wherever in the world you may be. Riviera Wine, the yacht's leading partner in fine wines and spirits on the French Riviera. To find out more, visit rivierawine.fr.
Rendezvous Riviera is the car event of the year. There'll be 60 of the greatest cars ever made, plus music, fashion shows, cocktail bars, and gourmet food. Sunday, the 3rd of October, at the Saint-Tropez Polo Club. Visit rendezvousriviera.co.uk.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone, and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7.30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. A forest fire has destroyed more than 1,000 hectares in Gonfaron in the Var, spreading between the Massif des Morts and L'Estérel. 600 firefighters are mobilised. According to the prefecture, the fire broke out late on Monday afternoon at around 5.45, travelling nearly 12 kilometres in just a few hours and quickly spreading due to the dry conditions and strong winds. Four roads were closed on Monday evening in the direction of Legarde, Fresnay and Grimaud. Today, all forest areas of the Bouches-du-Rhône are closed to the public, as are the massifs of Toulon. In the early hours of this morning, it was reported that the fire was continuing in the direction of Grimaud as residents of Le Luc were evacuated. The prefect of the Var arrived at the scene, declaring the disaster the first major fire of the season. Currently, everything is being done to contain the blaze. Houses have been evacuated and people are confined. The Minister of the Interior, Gérard Darmanin, is expected in the Var today to follow the development of the fire. The fourth wave of COVID is continuing to increase the pressure in hospitals in France. According to Public Health France, the 10,000 mark has been passed, with 10,151 people now hospitalised with COVID, including 1,908 in intensive care. And the figure also includes 950 new admissions in the last 24 hours. The last time France identified more than 10,000 patients was on June the 22nd. 97 patients have died in hospital as a result of COVID in the past 24 hours. That's according to the Public Health France. And 5,829 new cases of COVID were detected. Meanwhile, in Brittany, 77 children have tested positive for COVID at a holiday centre. The children were part of a group of 173 children and adolescents aged between 6 to 17. Amongst the cases, two people had been vaccinated. And in Nice, the mayor, Chris Nistrosi, has announced the early closure of the Promenade du Paillon in the fight against the current health situation. The Paillon was initially closed at, which initially closed at 11 p.m., will now close earlier at 9 p.m. On the current health situation, Nistrosi has also recently criticised those mayors in the region who have refused to carry out checks on health passes, calling it an attack on the state's authority. Both the mayors of Villeneuve, Loubet and Fréjus have openly refused to have the health passes are checked by the municipal police. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that he wants to protect Europe from irregular migrants after the Taliban came to power in Afghanistan, and while promising to protect those who are most threatened. In his televised address on Monday on the situation in Afghanistan, where the Taliban have regained power, the head of state said he wanted to carry a European initiative to protect against irregular migrants, adding that Europe cannot, on its own, assume the consequences of the current situation. Macron's comments created criticism from several political leaders in France, and on Twitter, the hashtag was hashtag Emmanuel Le Pen was shared. Macron also announced the dispatch of two planes and special forces to secure the evacuations of French nationals and Afghans working for French structures. The president, speaking from Fort Brégançon in the Var, said that the return of the Taliban to the Afghan capital and more broadly throughout the country is a historic turning point. Macron also referred to the duty and dignity of France, which was to protect the Afghans who helped it and who are threatened by the arrival of the Taliban in power, saying it is France's duty and dignity to protect those who helped us. The prefecture of the Alpes-Maritimes has issued an air pollution alert advising people to limit physical activities as well as travel on major roads. The episode of fine particle pollution affected the region on Monday, especially along the coast. The situation considered bad by Atmosud should gradually improve today. A number of celebrities in France have called for an end to online ads and shop sales of pets. In an open letter published on the Animal Welfare Group, actors and singers, including David Halliday and Jacques Dutronc, have called on the French government to do more to put an end to the sale of cats and dogs on classified ad websites as well as in pet shops. The move comes in a bid to try and reduce the high number of pets which are abandoned in France each year. Finally, if you're feeling the heat and you happen to be in the French capital, then this might just appeal to you. The bench fan. It cools your bottom for those who sit on it. Made of stone, it has vents along its sides and top, which blow cold air to cool users down. The bench is currently being tried in the French capital and is set to stay in place until the 15th of September.
Riviera Radio. Sports news.
In European football, the president of Barcelona's football club has revealed that the Spanish club is €1.35 billion in debt, describing the situation as very worrying. The club's wage bill currently accounts for 103% of total income. Meanwhile, in the UK, Liverpool centre-back Ben Davis has agreed a season-long loan deal with Sheffield United. Davis, who's 26, has yet to make a senior appearance for the Reds following his transfer deadline day, a move from Preston in February. Here's football news from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Harry Redknapp says his former club Tottenham Hotspur won't be left short if star striker Harry Kane leaves the club. The England captain has been heavily linked with a move to champions Manchester City, who Spurs beat in their Premier League opener on Sunday. Kane has today been named in their Europa Conference League squad, and Redknapp says whatever happens, the club shouldn't need to chase signings before the end of the transfer window.
I know they need a centre-forward, obviously, but they signed a central defender for 40-odd million, which Daniel doesn't normally spend the money till he gets it in. So I think that, they'll do one or two deals. Tottenham, they have players lined up. There'll be deals ready to click into place as soon as this deal, either before the Harry Kane deal or as soon as Harry's deal's done.
Son Heung-min scored the winning goal without any assistance from Kane on this occasion, but the former City and Spurs midfielder Michael Brown reckons he won't always be able to go it alone.
If Kane is to go, he needs someone else to support. We've seen Lucas Moura was great in attacking options and really was sharp yesterday. Bergwijn as well, getting opportunities. He missed a good chance, but they give him confidence to get that result. So they do need more, we know that, but it all hangs on Harry Kane.
Sir Alex Ferguson has paid tribute to former Manchester United director Maurice Watkins, who's died aged 79, saying he was unflappable. His legal experience was invaluable. He was a true gentleman. Watkins was the current British swimming chairman, but spent 28 years at United, during which time he guided them through the legal process surrounding Eric Cantona's infamous flying kick on a Crystal Palace supporter. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
And in cricket, India's captain has said criticism from commentators motivated his tail-enders in the 151-run win over England in the second test at Lord's. Finally, in cycling, Mark Cavendish is the first rider to be confirmed for this year's Tour of Britain. Cavendish will lead the Belgium team when the race begins in Cornwall on the 5th of September. He said he will be competing for the 12th time, and he said it's always an honour to race on the home roads of the Tour of Britain. He's won 10 stages of the Tour of Britain. He added, "It's a race where I have always enjoyed success, and I'm really looking forward to racing with what I know will be a strong team."
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
Coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outmarra team and the VAR. The general situation is a depression of 1,007 millibars. Winds are southwesterly, force 3 to 4. The sea is moderate with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint Jean Cap Ferrat is 1,007 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 3 to 5. And the sea is moderate to rough with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Course is 1,009 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre.
Mainly fine, highs of 30 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes, highs of 28 degrees in the Var with a moderate breeze, and this evening going down to 18 degrees in Saint-Tropez and 24 degrees in the Outmarra team with clear skies. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday is sunny intervals and highs of 29 degrees.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre. Shops, restaurants, cinema, casino, gym. There is something for everyone. Only 20 minutes from Monaco and Cannes. Visit polygon-riviera.fr.
Finally, located between Orkney and Shetland, it's Britain's most remote inhabited island, with more puffins than people. And now Fair Isle is looking for a new head teacher to join its 60-strong community in a role described as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The head will join two support staff at the Fair Isle Primary School, which currently has a total of 3 pupils. Fair Isle, which is owned by the National Trust for Scotland, is around 25 miles south of the Shetland mainland. It can be reached by a 2.5-hour ferry trip or a 25-minute flight from Shetland. Unsurprisingly, expenses will be paid to those attending the interview for the new head, and a relocation package will be offered to the successful candidate. The job advert says, as well as the relevant qualifications and experience, qualities we're looking for are a can-do attitude. Oh, it sounds quite nice, you know, up to date. 20 to 8, all the news is available on our website, rivieradio.mc, and check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. I guess that would make you an island girl. Here's Elton John. All the business news is coming up next.
I see a tea flash, Jamaican heart is so sweet. Down where Lexington
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, Asian shares have declined in early trade on Tuesday as growing anxiety over the spike in the Delta variant of COVID infections and turmoil in Afghanistan eclipsed overnight strength on Wall Street. Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos's space firm, has announced that it's suing NASA over a decision to award a $2.9 billion lunar lander contract to Elon Musk's SpaceX. The former Amazon boss's firm said there were fundamental issues with the deal, calling it unfair. The row stems from a decision in April to hand the deal to one company and not two, as was expected, because of a funding shortfall. NASA is yet to comment, but it has the backing of a federal watchdog. And US auto safety regulators have opened a formal safety investigation into Tesla's driver assistance system Autopilot after a series of crashes involving Tesla models as well as emergency vehicles. And in the UK, the way green electricity tariffs are sold to millions of households is to be reviewed by the UK government amid concerns that their environmental benefits could be overstated.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength. And we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco since 1922. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call the Monaco Private Banking Team on 9315 3535.
The Business Association Monaco Economic Board, MEB, supports companies in Monaco as they develop and grow. By joining the 500 member companies of all sizes and sectors, you can be part of all the different operations, conferences and tailored events and have access to MEB's many and varied networks in Monaco and abroad. Now is the time to join the Monaco Economic Board. Find out more at meb.mc.
It's time to start travelling again. The Nice Côte d'Azur Airport looks forward to welcoming you for your next trip. Visit our brand new website, nice.aeroport.fr. Flight information, inspiration for new destinations, car park booking and services at nice.aeroport.fr.
From golf to fitness and ski wear, contemporary art, music and design, the One Eagle Concept Store has it all. In the beautiful setting of the Corso Cap 3000, live the chilled house ambience with the best DJ on the Riviera while you look at the cool coloured pop art exhibition as well as much more entertainment every day. It's a trip that you haven't imagined yet. Come as a king or a queen and leave as a legend. The one and only One Eagle Concept Store at Cap 3000 opens the 1st of September.
Barnes is the leading international luxury real estate company on the French Riviera. We offer our international clientele villas and apartments for sale or for rent in the most iconic places, such as Monaco, Beaulieu, Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, Cannes, Valbonne, Théoul-sur-Mer, Saint-Tropez and Sainte-Maxime. Contact Barnes on 04-51-252525.
Traffic and Travel is brought to you by Push Location Car Rental.
Beep, 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 yeah!
Riviera Radio Travel News.
Nothing to report at Nice International Airport, and I'm trying to find out. The roads are fairly quiet so far this morning. There's nothing to report on the A8 motorway. I'm trying to find out more about the situation on that fire at Le Luc, because yesterday it was quite near to the motorway, but there's nothing showing up so far. If you are in the area and know of anything, studio@rivieradio.mc. On the trains, it would explain why Dominique hasn't arrived yet. The 7:49 Nice to Monaco is running 20 minutes late, and the 7:59 Nice to Grasse is 5 minutes late.
Traffic and Travel, brought to you by Trush Location. Six agencies on the French Riviera. For a pleasant and safe rental experience, visit trushlocation.com.
Yeah. Chaka Khan and I Feel For You, and that rounds up the three in a row this morning. And with a link to it, before that you heard Alicia Keys and How Come You Don't Call Me, and we kicked it off with Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares To You. And the link, the first one up this morning with the correct answer was Tim. Yes, the link was, of course, they were all three tracks were originally written by Prince. 23 minutes past 9 o'clock, we'll have more of Guess the Link in tomorrow morning's Full English Breakfast, and all the news, sport and weather is coming up after Macy Gray. Just to let you know that we'll be giving you more information on the fire in the VAR. Four Canadairs took off again this morning at around 7 a.m. and according to the latest information, it is still not under control, and the fire is one of the largest to hit the region this summer. More on that story coming up in a few minutes time.
It's everything about you that I like. You give me motion, give me butterflies. You open doors for me, you treat me.
Jobline, 106.5 Riviera Radio's Employment Rendezvous. One of the best ways to find all kinds of great people is to place an ad on the 106.5 Riviera Radio Jobline. Jobline is broadcast many times a day, and you can also find all job opportunities on our website, rivieraradio.mc. To get your job offer in Jobline, call Dominique on 00377-9797-9475. Jobline on 106.5 Riviera Radio, your employment rendezvous.
This is Riviera Radio, keeping you up to date on all that's happening along the Côte d'Azur with the Riviera Radio What's On Guide.
The Jazz at Ramatuel Festival is taking place in the village of Ramatuel in the VAR until this Friday, the 20th of August. It's celebrating its 35th edition this year. You can get information about ticket availability and details of the artists appearing on the website jazzatramatuel.com. There are several opportunities remaining this month to have a test ride in a wonderful boat on the Riviera. You can discover and experience the Dutch-built Lekker Damsko. It's an all-in-one uncompromising day boat that combines clean design, brute power and typical Dutch conviviality. You can join Lekker boats for a test ride at several locations, including Port Grimaud, Monaco, Antibes and Cannes. For full details, check out their website, lekkerboats.com. There are many museums to discover in Antibes. There's the famous Picasso Museum through to the Archaeology and Cartoon Museums and the historic site of Fort Carré, amongst other attractions. For more details, see the website antibes-joanlepin.com. And you can find details of all those events and many more in the What's On section of our website, rivieraradio.mc. And if you're organising an event you'd like to be featured in the guide, just send an email to the usual address, wog@rivieraradio.mc.
Riviera Radio.
Mainly fine, highs of 30 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes, highs of 28 degrees in the VAR with a moderate breeze, and this evening going down to 18 degrees in Saint-Tropez and 24 degrees in the Outremer with clear skies. And the outlook for Wednesday and Thursday, sunny intervals and highs of 29 degrees. It's just coming up to 20 to 10. Finally, in the UK, locals have been left baffled after a strange UFO flashing light beamed out of the River Thames. People living in Canary Wharf were perplexed last night by the mysterious lights that appeared to be coming from below the water. Local Juliana Asherich shared a video of the river asking residents in Canary Wharf and the Isle of Dogs. One person said, it's a UFO. Another resident said it could be a light from a bike, as they remembered an incident where a bike was dumped in the Thames. And a third joined in saying, the aliens have obviously landed and are preparing for Earth invasion. And another said, it seems like a spotlight from up on top rather than from below. While a fifth resident suggested that it's someone's iPhone going off. You're now up to date. All the news is available on our website, rivieraradio.mc. And you can check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And just to let you know, Jeff, there was some conversation or some debate. I don't know whether you know this part of the road. The Moyen Corniche is looking for Corsican pine trees. Where can he get them? And he says they're you can see quite a few of them in a row. Well, I did look this morning after the Esso garage on the Moyen Corniche. So there you go, Chris. I don't know whether you've spotted them so far this morning. There's a bit of a debate going on. So if anybody knows where you can get your hands on some Corsican pine trees for Jeff, then studio@rivieradio.mc. Well, blinded by lights on the River Thames, here is Manfred Mann. On Riviera Radio, La Radio de la Côte d'Azur in English, 106.3 and 106.5 FM.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
It's 10 o'clock, taking a look at the international news headlines this morning. US President Joe Biden defends his decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Rescue workers are rushing to locate survivors of the deadly earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday as a tropical storm hit the Caribbean nation. And US singer-songwriter Bob Dylan is being sued by a woman who says he sexually abused her in 1965 when she was 12 years old.
Riviera Radio.
Mainly fine, highs of 30 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes, highs of 28 degrees in the Var with a moderate breeze, and this evening going down to 18 degrees in Saint-Tropez and 24 degrees in the Outre-Maritime with clear skies. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday, sunny intervals with highs of 29 degrees. Just to let you know the update on the fires in the Var, they're saying that around 20 people have been slightly injured and thousands of people evacuated. Some 750 firefighters are fighting the fire, and apparently thousands of people were evacuated overnight. The Charlemagne campsite in Grimaud has completely burnt down, and the prefecture calls for caution, asking people not to clutter the roads and not to block the access for the emergency services and firefighters. Interior Minister Gérard Damanin is expected on site later today, and the Var prefecture also warns that the fire is still active and has urged motorists not to drive between Bormley-Mimosa and Saint-Tropez unless there is a compelling reason. Sections of seven departmental roads are currently closed. I'll be keeping you up to date on that story throughout the morning on air and on our website, rivieradio.mc, and you can also check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Thanks for listening. I'll be back later with the lunchtime news as well, starting this hour with music from Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline on Riviera Radio. Speak to you later. Take care. Bye.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out.